They are therefore mysterious, and those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of this birth and activity.
Sadvaitam, Sarvarutam, Krishna Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padam, Saganalarita, Shri Vishaka Mitamsta. Hey Krishna, Karana Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Dhana, Kanta, Namostate, Tata Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Krishna Sute, Namami Hari Priya Vanchaka Sataru Vidascha Vimarasindhu Mayevacha Adhita Vahadevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
So mysterious. In order to penetrate that mystery, we have to take the bona fide process of submissive hearing from the right source. This is the emphasized here by hearing regularly about the activities of the Lord, janma karma chame divyam, that are transcendental. Then we can go into that realm. There's no other method except by submissive hearing from the right source. Otherwise, with our own intelligence, we won't be able to penetrate. Because the Lord has arranged it in such a way, the curtain of Maya, to keep those who are not eligible from entering into His realm. And this is reasonable, because if the upstart or those who are envious were allowed access into the material spiritual world, then it would create disturbance there. And so, their check is there. You want to give class? You want to sit here? So, so we're checked from entering into the spirit, except, unless and until we approach the bona fide spiritual master with inquiry, submissive inquiry, not challenging, not, you know, can you show me God, there's no God, no, we have to submissively hear, and we have to render service to that person, then that person will be happy to divulge to us the mysterious or the mysteries of the Lord. So Prabhupada was that person for us. We can hear his lectures, read his books, hear his words repeatedly, and then the things will be clear to us. Otherwise, there's always confusion. Why are things going on the way they are? Nobody can understand. You know, why is this cruelty in the world? Why it appears to be mysteries that are, you know, why? In other words, the question would be, well, why has God done it like this? If there's a God, that's what the atheists say. I was reading an article yesterday in the New York Times. There was like bunch of atheist scientists have come together. They're thinking about preaching atheism. That is because now you see the world is becoming disturbed because people are preaching religion. So in order to counter, we have to preach the science, godless science. And one of the things they were doing in the conference they had to show people that there can't be a God they were showing, this one scientist had photos of children who were born with defects. There's so many. And they could see that, you know, the child was in a helpless condition. I mean, what kind of God is it would create such a child like that? So we say they're proving there's no God. But if that same scientist would come and hear submissively from us, we could explain. Well, that's not surprising that living entities are born into awkward situations because of their karma. They have committed sinful activity knowingly with their free volition. And so the material nature, working under the jurisdiction of the Lord, is arranging for their punishment. And you're also being punished. It's too much now. You're also being punished because you're not agreeing to surrender to the Lord. So you're going to be punished more and more. You're already being punished because you've been obliged to accept this atheistic theory, which makes your life meaningless. What is the purpose of life? And when you're dead, you're dead. Everything is finished. If that's the case, then why should we do good? What's the without God, there's no morality. What's your morality? You care for your Mr. Scientist. You care for your child. Why? You eat the sheep or some animal, cow, but you take care of your child. Why? What is that? What's the reason behind it? What's the standard there? What if I decide I don't eat my child? Is there any problem there? Yes, you'll be arrested. Why is that? Because there's some moral. You're not supposed to eat your child. Why is that? Well, what's the origin? What's the... If we go back to say, what is the law? When you're an atheist saying everything is just by mechanical, by chance, then this is only artificial. And it's true that it's only... it's relative to each culture. One culture has this, one culture has that. There's no absolute there. Without absolute, we're not going to be happy. Because we're always going to be doubtful. Now you think that doubtfulness is good because it agitates your mind so you can go deeper into studying your science. They were criticizing Milton, or one scientist, because he came to the point where he said that this is a mystery only God can know. Because many of the scientists hundreds of years ago were believers. And they were saying that was his problem, because then he copped out, he accepted God, and so he couldn't go further into his, but now we've gone further to understand the mysteries. So they're thinking that, they, you know, by their approach, they're going to understand all the mysteries of life. And they're very proud, you know, they write books about it, they're very intelligent, and so, and innocent people are carried away by these thoughts. I wrote something, actually, there was a comment section. And I wrote something that was posted there. But well, there are many people posting. So it comes back to that point. You think there's any meaning to life or not? You know, if there's just, when you're dead, you're dead, everything's finished, there's no... Then what is the... Whether you kill somebody... In other words, they're criticizing the Muslim religion. But before that, before Muhammad, it was even worse. The Prophet said that he's done a great job of... getting the sinful people to at least accept that there's a God. Before that, you know, they were having sex with their mother. They were just, were so brutal to each other. And you can see that. Where there's no God, like the communists had a chance to show for 70 years in Russia, well, what did they show? That Stalin could be killed millions of people. It didn't make it better because they removed God from the picture. Practically, you can see the experiment was there. Stalin killed so many people, even more than Hitler, they say. Hitler was also godless. He didn't do it in the name of God. He wanted to establish the Third Reich on this planet. He didn't believe in life after death. He thought this world was all in all. He was going to make a perfect system here, in this, with the Aryan race, and so he killed all the Jews, and so. So where's the showing that if you remove God, things will be better. No, things will be worse. Now, it's true, which I added in the comment, that, you know, religion without philosophy is sentimental fanaticism, we call this. So, we do have to address that, the fanaticism in the name of religion. And it is a big problem in the world, there's no doubt. It's going on. Yesterday they killed some minister in Lebanon to the fanatical Muslims. He was a Christian. But it's going to occur, then that'll be a reaction, and you know, there's no... It's the truth that in the name of religion there has been a lot of atrocities committed, and we want to address that and try to remove it. But not that we throw out the baby with the bathwater and think now we'll just remove God and then everybody will be enlightened and everything will be better. No, how will it be better? Without any... What will be the moral restraint? Why not victimize everybody? If that's your philosophy, is survival of the fittest, then if I'm stronger than you, I have every right to kill you. But what's this? Why not? That's evolution. I dominate you. I can kill you. You're weaker than me. Where are you going to get a better society like that? Just like I was speaking to some about India. You know, why in India there's so many poor people, so many, but there's not a big revolution there. Why is that? Because people believe in the karma and the soul, something. There's some restraint is there because of that belief. And the more you do, you know, the more you become God conscious, then the society will be better. We have experience in, from the literature, of course, and we want to show that. So the challenge is on us. We have to show ideal society, Krishna conscious society. Prabhupada gave us the framework. We fill it in, and then we can have it. Come and see. Come to our farm community. Come to our temples and see how people are cooperating. Everything is going on nicely. But that means we have to be advanced. We have to advance. So the first business is we should qualify ourselves. And here it is mentioned also, morning and evening. We should. This is the way we qualify ourselves. By regularly hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Mishra. It's open to everyone. Why not qualify yourself? Okay? Any questions? When I'm not here, don't you have comments? Or you just say,
Huh?
But then I'm not here.
And two points here, which I... you know, like in the Prabhupada says, like, the activities are mysterious, and only by those who carefully try to go deep into the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. And also, later on in the purport, Prabhupada says that those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his birth and activities. Like, both these points stress the importance of regularly practicing our sadhana. And, like, some people, they just, you know, like, other gopi bhav club and all that stuff. It's like, they just, you know, have a little knowledge and say, okay, here are gopis and we can do dhanas and this and that. But here it clearly says that unless we go through all the regulative principles and practice devotional service seriously, like a gradual process, until we go through the process, we won't understand the mysteries of his birth and activities. And we won't be even liberated.
Yeah, well, I think it's mythology. Who can believe Krishna lifted up a Govardhan hill? No, therefore we have to come to the point of submissive hearing. But that's very difficult for most people. Because their mind, like I spoke to this boy Brian, right? He came and sat at the table. He couldn't hear because he was always talking. He has his ideas, and even though they're very meager. He admits he doesn't know. He's confused. But he won't. Somebody's there ready to give him the right thing, but still his mind just goes to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, and he just couldn't hear. So that's the way I could see, because the only reason he came over because that girl Marjorie brought him, and then he came and sat next to me. But that, he's like a sampling of everybody who's walking up there on campus. They're all so much caught up in their own ideas and their own thing that they can't come and hear submissively. which is the only process, that, you know, there's only other way. There's no other way that you can get the information. Regularly hearing it. That's why this morning is so important. We can bring the people here.